We're starting Kusamaches, which is complicated sin, one of the hardest in Mother in Shulchan Aruch, because every time I go through it, I have a different chance. It's complicated. Let's see what we can do. Hayu lefano chatichah shel pas v'fashalim akol v'min echad. Starting with, let's say you had different pieces of bread, slices of bread, and you had a roll. Akol v'min echad, and they're all wheat. Varech al hashalim. You should make a bracha on the shalim. Afilu pas kibar, even if it is not good quality bread. Pas kibar, it's not finely sifted. The shaila: do you call whole wheat pas kibar or not? The pas kibar, yeshem pas kibar, was just I had dirt and some rock. Like it wasn't sifted so well. So it had like dirt and rocks, and was really not so good. Mitzacheni, well, nothing's pas kibar nowadays. But if you have, whole wheat, is a lot more bran. It's a lot rougher. So yishlodon, when we get into different milas, whether there's a mila that's nucky, but white bread is even more nucky. We'll think about it. Afilu hu pas kibar katan, it's a small roll, a big slice. Afzichu pas kiyo dola. But ima shalim is saorim, chatichos v'chitim. If the shalim from saorim and the pieces are from chitim, afilu hu hi ktana, even if it's ktana, v'niach ha'prusa tachas ha'shleim, and if you put them together, v'lutseyam yishteyam yachad, then you should cut. You should cut them together and eat from them. That's only if you want to eat both. About even don't just like it's in front of you. Well, I got to do it. You don't want to eat the wheat bread. So it's fine. Even general, he loves this. This type of roll. But right now, for his health or whatever it is, he has to eat pasorim or pas. He's eat rye bread, whatever it is. So then, that's what he wants to eat now. He should eat it. I mean, there are those who say that whether that chaviv, we get chaviv much more. We get into those brachos. Well, if a person wants it now, is that called chaviv? But right now it's not so nogeh. If they're both shalem and they're both in the both wheat, achas ktana, one's a bigger role than the other. Varech alav daila, then you make a bracha on the daila. That is my of gadol. In yesh lo adam shnei chatzai lechem, ein lechem shalei. Let's say he has two halves. He has a challah cut in half. Right, v'chabrim yachad ve'eitz obushim davar shali yaniver v'dino kashalei. If you go in, you take take a long shipud, a long bamboo stick, and you stick it through, and it looks whole. That's shalom. This is also even Shabbos. You could do the b'di'evit. You could do this b'di'evit. Have lechem mishnah. Afilu v'shavli al chalchamer. It says right here. Right. Even the shalom, you can go ahead if you're stuck. And so I don't know over the case if you're missing half the challah, you have two ends of the challah, but you could stick it together. That I don't know. I think it just has to be it was cut in half, and then you want to stick it together. Or let's say you have a piece which is falling off. So if you stick a toothpick in or whatever, then that would be good. Shnei gluskos advukim yachad. You have two rolls stuck to each other, or chalos, whatever shenefu. Benechtach mina achas v'shliya nishar v'shleima. The second one is much more, is like when you pull them apart, it scoops out a bit from the other one. And the other one's more shalei. Tov l'hafir ha'chaticha mina shleima. If you know when you separate it, it's going to cause like a bit more taking out of the other one. So it's better to go ahead and still do that and make the bracha on the shlema than to go ahead and leave them stuck together. But still, it's better to have one whole shalim. But you shouldn't. You shouldn't cut from the side which is not baked as well. Shasham niris kaprusa, because there it looks like it was cut. You have it turned around or from the top and you're cutting, and that's where you're cutting, because then it looks like a prusa. These are all milas of pas and things. Pas sa'ori and pas kusvim. Let's say you have pas sa'ori and pas kusvim. Evarach al shel sa'ori given shehu bevin shiva. Sa'orim is bevin shiva. Now even though avavishar kusvim yochim. Now even though in Behilchus Chala, it says there's sa'orim, b'shivo shual and shifon are all meaning of like of sa'orim and it says kusvin is a min of chita. Akupari kusvin is not, first of all, it's not one of the shiva meaning. So if you have pasor, or even obviously kol shekin, if you have weak chala and you have nowadays where kusvin is very popular, you have spelt chala. Obviously, it's only if you want to eat the wheat. But let's say you have both. Obviously, if you want to eat the kusvin and then you don't want to eat the wheat, just it's there, then you don't have to make a bracha on it. But if you're doing lacha mishnah and you want to go ahead and you want to have the and you have the wheat and you have the kusvin and you want to eat a cup both, some people like the kusvin, it's healthier, it's this or whatever. You should cut the wheat and give that out and then cut the kusvin. Unless obviously someone can't eat, is not planning. Like I said, it's not planning to eat the wheat. Because kusvin is a lesser level. Mevarech al shel saorim kiven shehu mimin shiva. Avavishir kusvin yafi. Pas nekiyah upas kiver. Mevarech al nekiyah. So that's why I said I'm unclear. It's a little bit unclear whether whether you would call whole wheat. You know, especially if there's a lot of bran in it. Let's say it's just some whole wheat. It's just brown. Okay. But if it's like, let's say it's like one of these like, you know, like very healthy ones or whatever. So whether you call it paskiber,
really lean more towards, oh, more towards that than it just not being a kamasavas, a fine flour, versus when we were kids, some of the older people, you bought a bag of flour and you still had to sit there and sift it multiple times because there was still chaff and other types of things from the mill. Meaning, are you leaning towards the bran, or are you leaning towards the fact that the flour itself just was dirty? So
yeah, that's the thing. It's unclear if kiber was just there's like actual dirt and stones in it, or it just means that it's less finely sifted. The white flour is obviously more finely sifted and the finer thing. And no one can tell me. I mean, everyone, you know, yes, some people appreciate whole wheat, but a person has a nice white challah, you know, whatever, it's more naki, it's more meshubach, that's how it is. Hey, you're healthy, that's great, but I don't know if there's a mila of two naki things, and one's naki than the other, that is I'm a slippery.
The emphasis says, if one is wider than the other, you go
with it. Right, Mishnah in the key, right. If our challah vani yoysev, right, sorry. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so. The flower process, going back several hundred years, it was more whole wheat anyways than what we have today. Yeah. That's why I'm saying that I think kibur is more towards the fact that the flour is just dirty. It's not...
It's rougher. There's more stuff.
It's much rougher, but I don't know if it's...
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's like
flat bread.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the chayra, something like that.
Isn't white bread not healthy? Isn't white bread basically what people eat? It's not healthy.
It's not healthy, but it gets the vinyl of bracha because it tastes better.
Some say it's not healthy, some say they don't even remember. If you're going back a couple hundred years ago, that was the main staple. That was it. You had bread and a little soup, or bread and this, you look at the Gemara, bread was constantly eaten with the food. It was like literally the main, there was no such thing as not having bread.
My point being is just, right, it's Levana Yosef, right, I'm sorry. Yeah. If you have white challah and you have, you know, whole wheat challah, it's still better to make a bracha if you want both. Obviously, if you're not eating the white challah, you're using it for lechem mishtek pita, and you want to eat the whole wheat, then eat the whole wheat. That's you know. But if it's a question, if you want to eat both, then you should make the bracha on the white one. Pas avik kachovim nikiyo, pas kibur sheyisrael. That's what you have. Pas akum. Or pas kibush. So you may know these are pas avik chav, which is a chumra. Kuli alma. It's a chumra in Shulchan Aruch. They were about to gzera, but it's still a chashuv thing. Mevarech al ezer sheyirtzi. Eat whatever you want. Even these are pas avik chav. If he does not, if he doesn't eat pas akum, salik pas naki shal avik chav yal shulchan. Take it off. If it's naki, that's the chshivus of a bracha. So take it off the table. Let's say the balbais Is that from Pasakon? He wants to eat the better tasting Pasakon. They're more machmir than the father. And they're both on the table. Since everyone else is going to eat it, so you can't take it off the shulchan because you're going to give it to them. If that's the case, then you need to make a bracha on the nikiyah. Since he's eating from that, everyone else will say, "Well, no one else is. Everyone else is eating from the other one. Since he's a botzeya, he's a koveya. So he should, and it's naki. He should eat from that." Let's say it's the opposite. Maybe he has a guest, and let's say the guest brings this beautiful pasakum challah, pasakum bread. Since the mitzvah is in the Baal Bayis, then he should go ahead and he should put it from the yafa of the kochavim and eat it. Even shehit hutar the mitzvah hutar chol suda. That big pillow over here. That if since it's mutar for him to put it because it's naki and it's a Baal Bayis and the chol of the oreach. Because the chnasas orchim. The reason is the heter over here because the chnasas orchim. I don't know if the heter is because it's that you're going to mivayish him, or the heter is because chnasas orchim. That's the mitzvah of chnasas orchim is doicha the chumra, doicha the chumra. Medafka shechavi v'alav also pass. Obviously, it's only if he wants to eat, it's good bread. But you may not have a little Easter pasha of Kukhavi, you may not have a Tatima. If it's not nice bread, then he should do it on the regular bread.
The guest will be Nifka.
Right. So he'd be insulted. It's Doicha Chumra. Now, whether this applies to other Chumras, I haven't seen anyone, this is like a, during the story, I haven't seen anyone talk about it. And like, you have Chol of Yisrael. I can talk about bread over here. So Chol of Yisrael is not a problem. I wouldn't know if that would apply so much. But
it's a bigger problem than it's a
puzzle. Right. But the problem is you can't make bread out of with Chalavi. So it can't eat that. So that's why it's not a problem. But let's say Hechsherim. Let's say you don't eat this Hechsher. So if you have a Hechshasha, that this Hechsher is really not a good Hechsher, obviously. You can't eat it because you have a Hechshasha. It's not kosher. But if it's a question of you have a suffix and you're machmir on this hechsher because you know it's really either mahadrin, and he has a decent hechsher. You don't need it because I don't need it. So that could be also the play over here that it could be the shayla of hataris and darin that the chavah the oreach you can eat that hechsher. They say you don't need a taras adarim because obviously since it's in Shulchan Aruch you don't need a taras adarim. I think the post can talk about it, just for one time that there's a hester of a tchia. For one time tchia you don't need fine. Pasuk Abikistin. Now we're getting into the heavier stuff here. Pasuk Abikistin. Right, you have Pasuk in Baruch Hal. We'll see what that is in a minute. Baruch Hal Moenim in Zaynus. Because it's not past your koveya. It's bread, but no one's koveya suda on it. But let's say you eat large shear, what regular other people are koveya suda on. Even if he can eat five cakes, but everyone else can eat one cake, it doesn't make a difference. Then you make hamoitzi of birchas hamazon. Mitchila hayabedayt olechol memena maat. Let's say we snacking, you start eating a bit. Avarachim and zonos achav achol shir shachem kovim olav, and he just keeps on eating, and he doesn't realize, oh my gosh, how much did I eat? A whole bag of pretzels. Yivarach olav birchas hamazon, avishlo bir haroitzi tchila. He realized he finished the whole bag, and he goes, oh my gosh, you say the shir, then he should go ahead and he should bench on it. But let's say he ate a shear, other people aren't koveya. Even though he did say he eats very little, Right? He only needs a little slice of bread. He's full. That doesn't make a difference. Now, Shaila is the price scheme is what is the sheer kriya suda. Now, what Mishnah Berurah brings to their sheet is a whole that it's dala beitzim because by Erevin, that's called a suda.
That's
how Sfardim hold. Yeah, so Sfardim, right? So Sfardim just, they go by the shear and that's it. And they also go, you know, and they don't go by, the Hasanish has a whole shayla, do you go by Milui or not, and air and all these things. And they just straight dala beitzim and they make hamotzi. Ashkenazim it's a whole complicated thing because it depends on what the place you understand depends on your das. The Shabur brings Gimel al Beit that you shouldn't eat that outside of a Suda. He gets to a Safik. The Shulchan and other, the Gra, say that it's a shear of actual Kriya Suda, however big people are going to get full from it. Not Gimel al Beit because that's how big is that, so a few slices. Whatever, but it's an actual large shear of a person's soveya from it. Now you get into the Magen Avraham, who is a chumra, who understands that you're mitzaref other foods. Right? Then you get into the big shaila of how far do you take it. Some achronim understand that's only if you eat it together, you know, put on carved crackers, whatever it is, you eat it together with the actual food. Magen Avraham, Pashas Magen Avraham, is that even if you don't eat it together, so Shiloh who gets by kiddushes, person goes ahead and he eats the mezonos, then he sits and has five bowls of cholent, ten pieces of kugel. Wow, it's very soft. Could be according to the Magen Avraham, you'd have to bench. Yer Shemayim, careful not to go ahead and not to eat so much. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you'd have to, Gimel Dal Beitzim. I don't know if it's a start. I don't know if it's here for work. You need Gimel Dal Beitzim with the actual Ragalach. But if a person eats a whole Suda, he's full, it could be you'd have to bench. And Ramesha is very, being a Shaila about people who want to buy Chasna. They don't want to be stuck with the Zimun. So he says, they have a chop. They're going to take some crackers. They're going to eat some crackers and then have the whole Suda by the Chasna and they can, not off the bench and they can just leave. He says, you have to wash and bench. Because he said, you're Koveya Suda on the crackers. And that's called Koveya Suda because that's your das. You're using instead of bread. That's what Ramesh Shalom. Mishnah Berurah's das is Machmir is that.
Isn't Mishnah Berurah Moda if you have crackers and herring with mamash eating together?
Yeah. He's mother with that.
What about with the Magen Avraham? If you ate the parekas at the end, you ate the chol and the kugel, then the end.
So that's the Chazon Ish's solution. He says if you go ahead and you eat obviously the problem is by kiddush, you have to eat the zonos first because it's a makom suda. But if you leave, take a little bit, take a bite, and then leave the rest till the end. And by kiddush it's complicated because you can eat a kazayis at the end. But let's say on an airplane, right? The shayla mezonos rolls, right? If they're, we'll see in a minute if they're actually mezonos. But nagid, they're actually mezonos. You still have a shayla being kovei asuda. But if you go ahead, if you eat the meal first, then eat the roll at the end. So then you avoided the issue. Whether it's Amosi, that we'll see in a minute. So that's this thing. Zion. Pasal b'kisin, yesh mefarshim pas osu kibin kisin. Some say it means that it's like a strudel, it has pockets in it, and it's actual filling. Shemalim oisam dvash or sukar, vergozi mishkedi metavlin. Whatever. I don't know, old French. So some say that's what it's called. Some say it's kneaded together. Some say it's kneaded together. Now there's a what's the yisod over here? The Mishnah Berurah understands it's just it's a pasuk you're not koveya on. I know the Shulchan is interesting. He has a whole different take in the whole simon, but he understands that the shayla over here is a tuffle or not. Are you eating it for the bread? Or are you eating? Is the bread just, you know, you want for the filling, like what, or the dough is just there because you want really want the filling, but it adds to the filling. So really, it's tuffle to the filling. So that's the shayla. That's why he works through the whole simin with different things. The mishum is the whole shayla is that you koveya. These things you're not koveya. No one generally you're not koveya on these types of no one sits and eats the farmotzi. He's gonna eat rugalach and stuff and whatever. Now svarim hold is any was nikar beisa. If they taste, if they talk, if they taste, you know, they taste a sweet taste or whatever, then they'll make a mazonas on it. They say it's not bread. Yesh oimim shazet. The Rav says zenika paskomer. What do you mean? If it's sweet, that's paskomer. Elin ken yesh behem harbe tavlin odvash kimini mesika shikor and lekach. If cake, right? Kimat shikima hadvash tavlin ikir hem ikir bechay noagim. Therefore, on Shabbos, the minig is to, you know, have sweet challah. Some people say, well, it's overly sweet. It tastes like cake. You put chocolate chips in. I don't know. That's become more common. You know, if it's mamish, like full of chocolate chips, obviously not. Then that's cake. But if it has some chocolate chips in, I mean, you have to be careful how much you know stuff you put in. Or if you put a raisin challah and it's so full of raisins, also it could be a shiloh. That's not. It could be a shiloh. But according to the Ramah, as long as it has to be properly sweet to go ahead and to. And to make mezonos. Yesh befarishim shehu pas bein dobel is bein sheinu dobel shoyisim some kaavim or kaachim is different the girsa yaveishim mekoisisim oisam behem nekorim biskunis that they're crunchy. That's the meaning of they're crunchy. I understand it could be it's more than that. So you're not kovei suda that they're chewy, that they're crunchy and chewy. They're very hard to the harder to eat like pretzels. I mean, you can sit and eat a whole bag of pretzels. It doesn't seem to bother. It's not quite the same. You just eat it. But Al-Kopanim, that's the meaning. That's the meaning to understand it that way. Halachik divrei kulam shulachol elu dvarim nosim lahem dinim shemarim apasal bekisnin, and that you make mezonos on it. Well, lachbari oisin shvilosan ava shakorin ublios lechem gomer uvarchal v'maitzi v'chas hamazon. It's unclear what this is. The Rosh Shulchan says that Lachmani, like we have the next, because the next case is also Mishulos and Rakhar, Daki Me'od, for Niblis. He wants to say that the only difference between the two is Bila Alasan Av and Bila Alasan Rakhar, but they're both talking about a very thin bread. Shiloh is about tortillas, is a whole Shiloh. Pasha says they had in Mexico. I asked someone who grew up in Mexico. Said they have it's bread. Just they have a press. People in the house have it to make tortillas. They have a press which, when they bake, it heats up and it bakes flat. It's actual bread. I know there are poskim who are some poskim who say that it hasn't reached the hama. It doesn't look. It's very thin. But according to Aruch Shulchan, this is what ublios is. It's a very thin. It's a flat bread. Even pita's at least big. This is a very flat bread. I think they showed the Feinstein, the Rachel, that they showed them tortillas and he says pasha hamaitzi. So no, it could be if it's needed with other stuff. It could be then it's already a tzaris of two shitas that says mezonos on it and then they put in what's it called? I don't know. That I'm not sure. If it's a blios from raka, v'daki me'od shekor niblis, v'varach aleim borim ezoz v'achach v'in shalosh, if it was a pourable batter, and you make it like a pancake, then it's mezonos. If kava sudaso aleihem, if you could be a sudim v'varach hamoitzi, it's still hamoitzi, v'rechas hamazon, it's still considered like pasah b'kistin. V'achol u'besoch hasuda, shalom machmas asuda. If you eat it in the suda as dessert, tuuni bracha lifneim lo lachrim. You make because it wasn't patras then, but you have to make a mezonos because it's like a dessert and it's a separate bracha. It's not the pas isn't patras because it's not real pas. It's not machmas the pas. It's a different type of thing. It's mezonos. But oisim rekikin dakin shenoisim rekachas aleim. But if you have like blintzes or something. per tarta. And there, it's there. Well, there can you still make mezonos on the blintzes, but a kopana is you have something like crepe or something like that, a very thin crepe, which is not so. It's not so this is not such a common thing about having something which is really tumbled to the record. Like they say, it was a cracker with stuff on it. But you were talking about it was baked. That it could be. It's very very thin. And you're just using it to hold the merkach. It's just a way to go ahead and to eat the merkach. I say sometimes it's a pie, sometimes it's a very thin crust of a pie, and it's really that really you want that it's really full. Then that's tuffle, and you make a mezon. During the suda you wouldn't go ahead and you wouldn't eat it. It to the point where it's also tuffle, then you would make whatever the shahakal, whatever it is. This is nogei also to the shaila about we get the pizza, it's pashtira, it's at the end. But even without that, the shaila is, I spoke to the Rebbe Safraim once, Talmud Moshe, and he told me when Moshe said his din about pizza, he said back then that the dough was very very thin, very very thin crust, and the ikar was like the cheese and other things also.
Another
element,
there was no sit down.
Right, they used to sell
pizza. They would steam.
They used to sell it on the street corners in Manhattan. So and it was also was very thin. It was whatever. So he said that. It was different. So then it was, that's why he said it, because the crust was just there to hold the cheese. It wasn't like here where the crust is very thick and they sprinkle a little bit of cheese on it, call it pizza. It was a very thin crust with a lot of cheese and whatever. So that's all, that type of thing might be, whatever, that's what we're talking about over here. I think we'll stop here. Try to move on, finish tomorrow.
You said it was just not Derech Achila.